Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, you got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. Tonight, my mic, I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. This your boy Cash, chilling as usual. What's going on with you good people tonight? Look at stuff. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
All right, all right, all right. Janae, what's good with you?
Hey, how everybody doing?
We chilling. Oh, man. Looks like I got a bad reception, but I guess we're going to try to get through this anyway. Good people, how you feeling tonight? Everybody good?
Yeah. I'm good.
Man, I got a slow reception on here, but we're gonna still try to make it work. Hey, check this out, y'all. We're gonna have a little fun tonight. We're gonna talk about some dreams. That's cool with y'all.
Yeah.
All right, check this out. Have y'all ever had that one dream? That one dream that seems so real, like you just got caught cheating or something like that, but it seems so fucking real that you actually woke up just terrified, scared about it.
I know.
Anybody?
I have.
I mean, so what happened? I mean, like, because, I mean, it's been times where I done woke up like, okay, I actually thought I was, like, really cheating, and I woke up and just have to look at the motherfucker next to me like, why this motherfucker not trying to kill me? What the fuck just happened?
Well, mine was with the guy who, of course, I always used to cheat with anyway. But, of course, I haven't seen him for years. So, for me to be dreaming about him, I'm like, where is this coming from? And it was just like, it seemed so, I don't know why dreams seem so real, but this one, it just seems so real. It seemed like it was years ago. Me and him were still fucking around, and that dream was just so real. But then when I woke up, you know, you look around and you just looking around like, what the fuck am I? goodness. Of course, I don't be looking like I just got busted, though, so I never got caught.
Get the fuck out of here.
I never got caught. I did.
You ain't. Yeah, okay. Motherfucking caught your ass. You just did. They just didn't want to beat your ass. That's all.
Okay. Well, I ain't never been caught when I didn't want to be caught.
Okay. Liquor store, what about you?
I had a good drink all the time. I never felt like, though, that I was caught. It's just like, you know, I feel like, damn, was I talking in my sleep or was I moving in my sleep? Because the shit, you know what I mean, seemed so real to where I felt like I was moving, you know what I'm saying, with the dream. So I always wonder, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, shit, did he feel that or,
you know, that's when you wake up sweating.
Okay, we got another call. We got another call on the line. Caller, what's happening?
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing, just listening.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. Okay, sexy. Let me ask you. You ever had one of them dreams that you just wake up like, oh, I'm cold?
No, it's like liquor store said. It's not like you ever felt like you was caught. You know, like in your dreams, you feel superior, like I'm the shit, you know. It's like your subconscious mind, you know. So you like on your A game. So I never felt like I was caught in anything.
Okay, so let me ask you how you like normally you would never do.
You said what you saying?
A dream like you have you've been on the show before and I've heard you numerous times say that threesome thing ain't gonna happen.
Here we go.
I'm just asking how you ever dreamed about it, like, okay, that shit went down.
No, I haven't dreamed it, and it's not in my subconscious mind, I guess. I probably need to think about it a little bit more, and maybe the more I think about it, it'll go there. But, you know, you dream you having sex and all of that, and you wake up like, damn, that shit felt good. And you, like you said, you looking around like, what the fuck was I just doing? Who was I doing it with?
Right. Well, I mean,
but,
you know, for me, like, I always see,
fantasize
about a face, but it's like, you know, I always, like, damn. You know what I mean? That's not the face of a motherfucker that's laying next to me. So,
right.
Like, did you feel me moving or, you know?
Right.
Well, I was bruising in a dream. So it's like, you know, did my physical body actually do what I was seeing in my dream? You know what I mean?
But wait,
okay,
after you wake up, do you ever pick up your phone like, I'm about to call this bitch?
I've sent a
million text messages.
I can
say
that.
Let me put this phone down.
I've sent a million text messages. I can say that.
Okay, now let me ask, what's up with the moaning that y'all women do in your sleep? Is y'all really? Because I mean, of course, I always hear that. I don't know what you're talking about, but come on now, y'all. We know how y'all sound when y'all snoring and when y'all. Wait a minute.
It's like the
this bitch ain't dreaming about me.
But when you have an orgasm while you're dreaming, it's like the best one, and you like, damn. So I guess. Know that you moaning, but it's like the best one, and it just be an out of body experience. You're like waking up, like, what the fuck?
And then it'd be like saddening when you wake up and the motherfucker in your dream ain't the motherfucker that's laying next to you.
Oh, it's
you. What's happening? You say, you again.
That's what we wanted.
All right, now I got one for y'all. The kids walking in on you while you having sex. Have it ever happened to you?
Yep. Well, you know, my youngest walked in one time. long time ago. But and he turned right on around and left. He was like, oh, and he cut on out.
Do you feel embarrassed? I mean, as a man, you gonna keep fucking. I mean, okay, but I mean, me personally, if my daughter walk in on me, that kills the mood.
Right.
That kills the mood. If my daughter walked in on me, it's just like.
I mean, why? You know what I'm saying? First of all, it's like, okay, you walk in, that's a lesson learned. Don't walk in my goddamn room when the door is closed. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you ain't knocked. So I feel like, shit, lesson learned. You won't do that again. It ain't going to spoil my flow.
Yeah, I think in a bedroom it's something different. But, like, if you were in the laundry room or you were in a living room or something and they come in and catch you, you'd be like, it'd be like a different, like an excitement, but you know, damn, embarrassed. It's just a lot of mixed emotions. Like, but in your bedroom, yeah, that is.
Yeah, in the bedroom, that's
okay.
I bet you won't do that again.
So the bedroom is just pretty much close my goddamn door.
Right. Get your ass out of here. You ain't supposed to be in here.
Especially if they're not. Hey,
y'all. Now, y'all do know we had the show before about this. Father Time, he was really crushed by that. Y'all do remember that, right?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah. He walked in on his mama. And she told him to hold that goddamn note.
No, it was funny the way he said it, because he was like, the dude never stopped fucking.
Wow.
Mm-mm-mm. I mean,
and
they
was in his room. They were in his room.
Oh, see, that's
right.
Messed up.
Yeah.
That is messed up.
I mean, you know, that's got to be a fucked up feeling. This one. Okay, to see your mother and father is one thing, but see a stranger, you know, and the motherfucker looking back at you, looking at you like, yeah, you like that? You like that? Yeah, you like that? No, motherfucker, I got to kill you.
Ooh, my son, yes. Well, it depends on the age, too. If he was a little boy, it'd be different, but his age now, he going to kill somebody.
Get off my mama!
Right. Oh,
boy, I ain't doing nothing to your mama that she don't like.
Exactly. So close the door, baby, and go get back in the bed. That's all I can say to
them. I mean, I can honestly say that's never happened to me, so. I always make sure I have locks on my doors.
Right. I think my kids have heard, but, you know, probably never.
Yeah, of course. They know what you're doing. They ain't here. They get to a certain age. They ain't crazy.
Exactly.
I don't think they've ever, like, just busted my door and walked in on me in the act.
I've had a motherfucker standing out the door. I've had a motherfucker standing out the door ready to fuck me up. Hey, this motherfucker was... This one really fucked me up on sight. So I walk out the door, that motherfucker got to swing. That motherfucker didn't waste no time. He was hot. That motherfucker sat there waiting at the door. I'm going to whoop this nigga's ass. Win, lose, or draw. Man, this motherfucker got a bang today. Hey, you know you walk out the door like, hey, what's up, little man? This motherfucker had both fans cocked. But I mean, you know how the kids get that hot, that tough. Like, fuck it. Alright. That motherfucker was like, it's go time. It's time to go.
Oh,
and he was not for no bullshit.
Did you give me a business?
Did y'all go? Yeah, shit. We went around the two. Shit. Well, ready to go.
How old was he?
I mean, shit, he had to be about 8 or 9 at the time, I think. Probably, yeah, between. Yeah. I mean, that little motherfucker was ready to go. And wasn't taking no for it. Wasn't bagging down. Fuck it. Mama telling him, go sit down. Looked at her like, hey, like, bitch, I'll deal with you later. I'm finna get this motherfucker right now.
And that's how they be looking, too.
Like, man, you gonna talk about this later on. But I'm finna get your ass right now. I gotta get this nigga now. Like, wow. This guy here, he's serious. I don't know, man. I'm just saying. You be like, God damn, go on now, little player. Go on, little player. That motherfucker don't want to hear shit.
In a real firm voice, you got to tell him. Stay your ass up here and don't come down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you hear, don't come down the stairs.
No, you be trying to give them everything. You stay here, you do this, and you do that.
Exactly. You got chores, little boy, little girl, whatever, shit. Clean up the room. You know what? Scrub the walls. That's what I need you to do. Shit.
Yeah, go get some chips, too.
Right.
Trying to just keep them occupied.
Exactly. Shit. Here go your favorite video game. Play this and don't come down.
Mm-hmm.
See, just don't come down here. For real.
That's when they get nosy, too, then. What you going to be doing?
Exactly. Stay upstairs.
Yeah, that's when you got to get the farm. Like, you stay your butt up them stairs. Go in your room.
You know what? Here it is. Here it go. I'm mama. I do. You don't ask me questions.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask me questions. You do what I tell you.
Yeah, definitely pull a card then.
Exactly.
Kid.
Do you pay bills?
No? Well, stay on ass upstairs. And that's why I hate living. I've lived in different places, and I hated those places where your walls were thin.
Oh,
you
can
hear every damn thing in every room.
Yeah. But fuck it. Again, lesson learned. Don't come in here. Well, y'all remember Rain Man?
Mm-hmm.
When he was in his hotel room. And I'm going to wind up on the edge of the bed. What are you doing here? I heard noises.
Have we lost our host?
I was about to say, where did Kev go? I'm sorry, there are 2 feet out of him.
I'm talking like a motherfucker. I accidentally hit the mute button.
I'm like, what?
I'm talking like a motherfucker. I'm like, damn, didn't nobody hear that joke?
No.
No, well, damn, that's fucked up. Well, I gotta quit drinking and doing this show at the same time, boy. God damn. No, I was saying, like what Chad was saying, I told her, I said, hey, you gotta be quiet because, you know, your kid's right there. She said, I pay these motherfucking bills. This is my house.
That's right.
I said, oh, okay, so shit, you know, do your thing. Shit, that little fucking boy, that little motherfucker tried to tear my head off. No, y'all ain't understand. This little motherfucker was dead serious. I mean, shit, he had every intent that I'm fucking you up. Like I said, and the funny part, like I said, when his mama grabbed him, like, boy, now I said, sit down. That motherfucker looked at her, and I'm telling you, and with the straightest face, he looked at her like, bitch, I'm going to deal with you later. I got to get this nigga. He's violated. He done violated our home. He done violated the sanctuary of our very own home. So, I mean, shit. I'll say, you got to be a motherfucker with them kids, though, man. I'm just saying, when you, oh, Lord. And then, I mean, who got teenage boys?
I do.
Now, here's my thing. Now, when I was a teenager, my old man and my mother separated for a minute. So, you know, she had got a new boyfriend and whatnot. And, you know, he come over to the house. And I, for the most part, I'm like, all right, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with you coming over. This motherfucker put a hickey on my mama. Oh, oh my God. Boy, if I didn't lose it, I'm like, I'm finna blow this one. I had to be about, I was 16.
Yeah, you was ready to go.
Man, I seen that red mark. I mean, what the? And before I knew it, I was like, what the fuck is that? She looked, and then, you know, normally, come on now, y'all as parents, y'all parents now, y'all know if your kids say, what the fuck is that? Well, that's automatic smack in the mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't get touched.
Not when you know you were wrong in the wrong.
Right. I didn't get touched. She looked at me like she was a schoolgirl. Huh? What you talking about?
You mean what I'm talking about?
What you
talking about, Cletus?
Yeah. I mean, just giggling. What you talking about? What I'm talking about?
She was
like,
her
hey, I'm going to tell you, very seldomly that the roles ever got reversed. But that was like the one time that the role actually got reversed. You know, and I'm looking, what no, I'm looking like, I ain't laughing. It's like, this ain't no joke. You see a motherfucker smile on my face? And I mean, normally it'd be like, you better shut the fuck up. Talk. Who the fuck you think you talk? And I mean, she kikied off, laughed like it wasn't nothing, and got on the phone.
One thing about you,
they're gonna call her friend, girl. Yeah, I didn't even know he put it on there. Yeah, why you was fucking? You was fucking that good, you didn't know. You know, I knew not to overstep my bounds to say that, but that's what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. Boy, I mean, I'm mad at her like you literally mad at her. I'm so disappointed in you. And I mean, you know it was fucked up because me and my old man at the time, we didn't get along. I'm like, I got to get this nigga back in the house. Right. I mean, shit. You know.
I think when kids get used to that one person, they don't care how fucked up the situation is.
Exactly.
They'll rather have that person than anybody else coming in new. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker be like, shit. Well, yeah, I know he whooped your ass, but mama, you know, that other motherfucker just can't come.
Damn.
I know daddy used to beat your ass. I know. Yes. I know he knocked your tooth out, but no, that other nigga is not coming. He's not coming over here.
We said, no, I'm gonna protect you. I'm gonna protect you.
And then, okay.
I don't know, I'm like, about to be open and talk about sex to my kids. So that was an open topic. It wasn't like a hush hush thing. I knew that's how it was when we were growing up. So of course we acted differently in regards to that. But with my kids, actually just an open discussion. We just talked about it.
I got to ask this one question, y'all. The pillow behind the headboard. Remember when you was little? Did y'all ever see it?
Yes.
You like what? Like, why they keep putting the pillows behind the headboard? What they hiding the pillows for?
You said what they had.
I'm trying to protect your ass, shit.
Oh, yeah, then
when the light bulb came on.
Yeah, oh, man, I was like, you nasty motherfucker.
Wow.
No, yeah. I'm really fuck you up about... I'll say, about 4 years ago, I went to my mama's house. I had a migraine. I had a terrible migraine. And walk in the house, my mama said, "You okay?" I say, "No, I got a migraine. You got some, She's like, "Go, you know, mama got everything. Go in there, go look at my dresser and get them, I got some migraine pills right there on the dresser." So, okay. I walk in there, and lo and behold, I look, and you know how my eyes just went up. And I look at the headboard, and I'll be goddamn it, there ain't a pillow behind there. You motherfucker still fucking?
No, what she say? What Miss Jerry say on Martin? I ain't too old to get my freak on.
Okay.
Man, I mean, but that's my old man, so I'm cool. But I'm like, really? Really? You going to sit me in here? You going to let me sit in? It's like, all right, motherfucker, you shouldn't have been looking. Like, you know, you looking for 2 months. I told you just get the pills.
Ain't nobody tell you to scan properties. Scan this.
Right. Don't be property scared as shit. You just go get them pills and be done.
Right.
I mean,
right to the spot. Look at the dresser. Go to the dresser. She didn't say look at my room.
And after that, from that day on, go in my room. Nah, you go in your room and get it. I don't want to see nothing. I don't want to see nothing. Then, I mean, all right, now let's talk about something else. Let's talk about the porn. We all knew everybody family had some of that porn. And now that you got older, you realize who used to watch that porn. They watched that shit. Now you like, wait a minute. My mama was watching Long Don Silver? What the fuck is that? Oh, because I knew what a porn stash was. Bottom dresser, right up under the motherfucking, my old man had like a little chest, like one of those little chest, the little drawers. It had like all the little compartments in it. Go to the bottom of it. That's where your porn is at.
Yeah. You remember when that shit was on VHS, so you had to take it back to, you know, you had to remember where it was so you could rewind
it. Shit, you're already down, 106.
Right.
It was an hour and 6 minutes in. Get it right back there.
Yeah, I just remember when I was little and we used to sneak downstairs and we had on TV. Like, man, we knew what was going on. We tried to sneak and watch it, and we looking at them like, what they doing watching that?
Get your motherfucking ass back upstairs.
What about that one time where, you know what I'm saying, you got so excited, you forgot to rewind it, and they watched it the next time, like, who been watching my shit? No, Mama, it wasn't me. But see, I was the only child, so I couldn't get away with that. I'm guilty.
See, I was the oldest, so shit. I mean, they already knew. Like, okay, we know who doing it. We know exactly who doing it. Well, shit, y'all shouldn't have that shit right there.
You're right.
But now think about it, y'all. Now that we got older, I mean, are we better or are we worse than our parents?
Better. Shit, I watch
my phone.
You can touch my phone whenever you do.
I'm going to say I'm worse.
I think I'm a whole lot worse than my parents was. I'm shit.
I think I was. Hell, I was fucking the in the while the kids was in the bed with us. Shit.
Damn. Well, you know what? Come on, now. Nah,
now, come on, now, everybody
did
that.
Don't
try to act like
I think
we
all
did. Yeah, when they was newborns, yeah, you know what I'm saying? When they was babies, they don't know what the fuck is going on, shit.
I don't think they was in a bed with me, but I think they was in a room with me.
Nah, they was in the bed. I hold them in my arm. They'll be sleeping just as good with all that rocking.
They thought they was being rocked to sleep all the time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah.
You know how you get in the middle of the bed. You first had the baby in the middle. You know how sometimes the baby sleeps with you, whatever. And then you just politely scoot the baby on the end and hold him in your arm, and you get in the middle.
What you mean? Your ass is crazy.
Well, I hear you, boy. I tell you, he talking about. Wait a minute, I think we got my boy back. What's happening, dog?
What's up, man?
All the time. What's happening?
I think call it, dog.
Oh,
wow. What y'all talking about?
Oh, man, we just going down memory lane, man, talking that shit about. Well, let me ask you, dog. Do you think you worse than your parents when they came sexually?
Worse than my who?
Your parents. Now we just brought you up, dog. It's crazy that you called because we just brought you up. We talked about a previous episode when you were talking about what do you do when your kids bust in on you?
Oh Lord.
We just talked about one of the previous episodes where you had brought it up, talking about how the motherfucker was looking at y'all crazy and shit.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to hang up and call back in about 10 minutes. No, I ain't trying to relive that shit.
But now, have you ever got caught, dog? Had kids ever caught you?
Nope.
You never been caught by none of the kids?
Nope.
Okay, now, as a man, I got to ask you, how in the fuck did you pull that one off?
When they at school or when they in the bed?
I think we've all tried that theory, but it's still just boom.
No, we ain't never been caught, man. We came close once, but
I mean,
walk in the room.
In no relationship have you ever been caught? No relationship.
Nope, I ain't never been caught. Close, but never been actually. I never walked in. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never been caught like I caught my mama.
That's why he was extra cautious with it.
Exactly.
Understand it.
Exactly.
He's like, fuck that. My kids ain't going to experience that.
No. Say, dog, you would never score your kids like that with her.
Man, that should have never happened. We wait till they fucking grown. Nope, somebody still woke. Hold on.
He said, wait a minute, somebody still woke. Hold on.
Like, I hear something.
There you go. Somebody moving around. What was that?
Okay. So now that's more your part than hers, right? It's like, shit, she probably like, nigga, let's go. You like, hell no, we going to wait.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, it's all on me. It's all me.
Okay. I can feel you on that, dog. I can feel you. Like,
that shit is nasty, man.
You say that shit is
bitch. I mean, you don't see your mama like that, man.
But, I mean, karma, that was a lesson learned. You learned not to never walk in the room when the door was closed. He ain't mentioned.
It was my room.
It's on my right. The door was closed.
You don't want to relive that experience.
goodness.
They had that nigga knocking on his own door room. Hey, I'm supposed to knock on my own door to come in my room. How the fuck y'all in my room?
Say, you supposed, y'all supposed to be in my goddamn room in a goddamn way.
Right.
Right.
But here's that one question. Do you pay bills in here? Do you pay bills? I just fuck with all motherfuckers.
That ain't the point. Y'all knew I was getting out of school. Y'all could use the
Wow.
I mean,
nigga, I ain't not.
Come home at the same time every single day.
They
right.
I mean,
come on. They just didn't know it was going to go that long that day. that was a good day. Shit, they didn't know it was going to go that long.
Man, I got cussed out.
Because they wasn't in their own world. They needed extra freaky, you know what I'm saying? So, shit, they put some extra time on it.
Fuck that.
You ain't started crying, did you? You go outside kicking rocks. Everybody's like,
no, she didn't let me go outside. She got mad because I called her. How the fuck is she mad?
I can see that. I can see that. Me being a mother, I probably would too. And as
well,
long
but how
is
it the kids' fault?
What'd she say to him? What you doing coming in your room after school?
Right. I can see that. I can definitely see that. Try to turn the tables.
Mama, it's my room. I don't give a damn.
Why am I getting cussed out? Because you fucking in my room. And you knew I was on my way home when y'all started. This one got my mama in the book. Man,
ooh, that hurt it.
Man, I'm looking at my mama legs and his ass.
He usually only take 5 minutes, but, you know, that day he wanted to.
That's what I'm saying. Because they was in your room, that added extra excitement. So that put some extra time on. They wasn't in their own room. It was a different atmosphere.
He wanted to walk past you. All right, now, Junior. Junior? I got the Junior, you sub bitch.
That's right. Get your punk ass out of here.
Don't your motherfucking ass back
up. Anyway. I'm telling
now
my
you at, now you just looking at the bed thinking, I don't want to sleep there tonight. Shit.
Right.
And here comes your mama. You done fucking on the couch, too.
I slept on the floor. I refuse to sleep in the bed.
Hey. I'll tell them about that time, man. You remember when my old man and my mama broke up, right?
Yeah.
She had the new little boyfriend.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and the motherfucker put hickeys all on her neck and shit.
I remember that.
Yeah, nigga, I was hot than a motherfucker, man. I was mad. Then I'm looking at her, and you know how my mama was. You know I couldn't say a whole lot to her without getting cussed out. I'm like, what is that? She wanted Kiki. What you talking about? What you mean what I'm talking about? Motherfucker, hickey on your neck. That's what I'm talking about. And he want to come back over there with his little leisure suit on. Hey, how's hanging, blood? Hanging? What to me, how's hanging, you motherfucker?
You pissed off?
Hell yeah, shit, I'm pissed off like a motherfucker. Shit, I was like, I got to get AC back up in here.
Right.
Yeah, you know what, what the fuck, man, he was going through? Shit, hey. That's the motherfucker I was used to. This motherfucker, that's my old man. He been there from day one. Shit. And this other motherfucker, he got to go.
Yeah, you got to go, dog. I don't even like you.
I don't know if y'all ever heard this song by Kanye West, but he say, it was called My Mama's Boyfriend. Have y'all ever heard that song? He said, I'm going to run over you with my bike, nigga. So he was talking about his mama's boyfriend, you know what I'm saying? His mama, you know what I'm saying? He caught his mama in the bedroom going, I'm going to download that song so y'all can hear it, but it was called My Mama's Boyfriend. Kanye was pissed. You ain't never heard that one?
Nah, but I don't even want to hear it. Shit. And probably bring back memories.
That's probably
shit.
Why.
Hell
no,
yeah.
But I mean, I think you did it, just so you know what I'm saying? You understand how short you be feeling.
Yeah.
my mama's boyfriend. I got to remember. I'm going to download that shit so y'all can hear it.
And that's only boys. Girls.
Right.
They be like, bitch, my mama, let me give them about 5 minutes. I'm going to sneak out.
Okay.
Now, the same day that I was telling y'all about, her daughter was there. Her daughter wasn't. I heard her daughter telling the son, get your ass away from the dope. Get the
uh-huh. That's what we do. But then we have an attitude. You know what they doing.
Exactly.
So do the girls get out? I mean, okay, now we know we get attitude. Do the girls get attitude?
I mean, yeah, but at the same time, it's not no mad attitude. It's like, oh, you know what they doing. It's not like a bad thing. It's like, leave them the hell alone. You know, girls are more independent than boys. Boys, like, that's
okay,
my
well,
mama.
Get off my mama.
Let me ask y'all this. Okay, now, if it's, as far as the girl go, what if it's her father?
That's why I said that it probably would be different if it was the if it was her father and another woman that she don't know.
You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Another woman.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, not with her mother, but if it was another woman that she didn't know, then that's
right.
when the girl would have a problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
She'd be like, oh, girl, on Friday. Who the fuck is that bitch?
Yeah, exactly. She tried to take my place. I'm the woman up in here.
Hold on. We got a new caller, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up? It's Marlon.
Marlon, what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, these motherfucking women is killing us, man.
They always have problems.
You ain't lying. Hey, Marlon, let me ask you something, man. Have you ever got caught doing a do by one of the kids?
I'm trying to think which one.
See, which time? I like
it. It was a middle child. Middle child, yeah.
So what did you do? What was the first word that came out your mouth?
Well, they were so young, you know what I'm saying? The only thing was said was, Dad, why was your hips moving when you was on mine? Why was your hips moving? Wow, you know.
Well, they ain't smart. They're not smart. I was in high school.
Oh, so. See, that'll show y'all how fucked up Marley is. Marley never even looked up. Kids that got up in there, they didn't see anything. Marley never looked up. He just got his face in the pillow, sweating like a motherfucker, going for broke. I got it.
How old was the kid? How old was the kid when they walked in?
I think about 3.
Oh,
man, they ain't gonna remember
they
that.
Don't know.
Yeah. You know what Marley's response was? I would step.
Hey, Marley, get a jug,
going away.
Have you ever caught your moms? Have you ever walked in on your moms?
Nah.
He's like, hell
no. He said, thank God.
You know, and with my parents, I already knew what was up. Cause you know what I'm saying? I had already seen, like, them, what they call it back in the day. I had caught them necking a couple of times, so I already knew the deal, you know. And my daddy, this is my stepfather I'm referring to, but that's who I, you know what I'm saying, lived and grew up with. But he used to drink that motherfucking Carlo Rossi. So when I, you know what I'm saying, and he always used to take me with him. So I kind of always knew when the Carlo Rossi came out, don't walk in that bedroom. Just don't even do it.
Right.
My parents were always affectionate with one another. So it was like, okay, they always
kissing
this shit. I already knew.
He hit that wine, do that Marvin Gaye dance. Let's get it on. You saw Marvin Gaye throw the Marvins in the air and get
the
grinding real slow.
Oh, baby. Yeah, you already knew the deal.
Like, yeah, but what's the difference? Everybody knows that their parents got busy. Everybody know that.
Right.
I mean, it's obvious.
Right.
But to witness it is totally different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because no dude, no man, with no son can ever picture a motherfucker doing his mom's. You know what I mean?
No.
And as far as I'm concerned, I don't think no dude good enough for my mom in the first place.
But well, hey, I called my mother, but like I said, that wasn't my...
Was it your daddy?
It was my stepfather. I mean, I walked in on him. I was just like, damn.
This motherfucker wasn't my stepdaddy or my daddy. He's just a
Really? Did you say his dick was big?
Wow.
Yeah, she was impressed.
I went down the street to one of my friends. I was like, let me see yours.
Yours ain't.
It don't look
yours,
like my dad.
Oh, nah,
right,
yeah.
Yours ain't big as my dad.
Just out of curiosity, how old were you?
How old was I? I want to say about maybe 10, somewhere around there.
That's a goddamn shame.
Yeah.
I guess I'm the only motherfucker here that actually, well, no, me and Janine said she saw it, so I don't feel too bad.
I'm a girl, so, hell, I saw that.
Well, shit, I didn't call them. I done caught them, shit, more than once. It just, I just turned around and walked the fuck back out.
Mm-hmm.
But see, like I said, he was, you know, like, and like Liquor Store said, well, I mean, he wasn't my biological, but shit, that was nigga took care of me. I'm my dad, you know, so it was just like, you know, I mean, I had that, these motherfuckers.
Right.
You know, but it really wasn't no big thing because, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm a boy. I ain't stupid. I knew what the fuck went on, but it was just the fact, like, you motherfuckers can't wait till I was asleep.
Right.
Yeah. This motherfucker didn't even live with us.
It's in the middle of the day. I'm outside playing, come running back here, I'm going to tell her something. Oh goodness, fuck me up for life. All my high school years, I was like, I need a man. I can't be fucking with these little kids.
I want some of that.
Let me see your dick, nigga. Let me see your dick. You ain't got enough.
Oh no, I just say it bigger.
Right. My mama boyfriend got more than two.
I got a question. What's the craziest thing you ever done to look at somebody naked when you was coming up? You know, little. You know, like, well, like preteen, teenager.
To look at somebody naked?
Yeah.
You said to look or lick?
To look.
Oh.
What? You said lick.
No, look. Look.
No, it's not.
Said look. I didn't know what should be said.
I didn't
show
a lot of naked bodies. Let me see.
Now, I'm going to tell you, Marley. This is what I did. I bullshit you not. All right. My girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, at the time, I mean, teenagers. My girlfriend, I used to be down in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And her, they had, you know, the basement, you know, you all the poles and stuff come down and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And, her mom's getting ready to take a shower, but they floor had like this little, like, if you like look, you could look up into the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? You could look into the bathroom. And, you know, mom's getting ready to take a shower. And I'm like, what's that? Mom's kind of tight. I see my neck. She had left me downstairs, and because she had to wash dishes. She's like, well, I got to go wash these dishes. So I'm sitting down there. You know what I'm saying? I look up, and I'm like, well, damn, there's a little hole in there. Mm-hmm. And I heard her mama say she was about to go take a shower. So I done crawled up on the motherfucking couch, all the way up on that motherfucker. I was looking like, well, look in here. I knew she had a nice little body to her. So I'm all up in that motherfucker.
Her.
Exactly. Hey, wait a minute. Father Time, I know you remember because I told you, and you was like, all right, but you're going to fuck her out and catch your dick one day. I remember telling Father Time, he's like, all right, but you look at that bathroom, you're going to find a dick looking
right at your for life.
Wow. You remember that dog?
I remember.
Yeah, hey. I saw it though.
I didn't remember whose mama that was.
Huh? I ain't gonna say no names on the show. But well, yeah, I think that was the one. But I was all over the couch, and then I heard her coming down the stairs. I done down there broke my neck trying to get on to the goddamn. Man, I'm trying to jump off the couch. I done fell and hit. You like, you know how you hit the arm of the couch, man? My ribs hit the arm of that couch. She looking at me like, what is wrong with you? She like, you acting like you out of breath, motherfucker. I can't breathe. Shit, I didn't knock a couple of men out myself trying to fall off this damn couch. Shit.
Hey man, I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. It's kind of embarrassing, but I don't really give a fuck. But I was 12 years old, and I got this friend named Terry. He had a cousin. She was 15, right? Mm-hmm. But she was one of them fast girls. Well, you know, that's what they called her back in the day. She was fast. But she used to let me feel on her all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one day I was like, can I see it? And she was like, show me yours, I'll show you mine. Well, I was like, all right, cool. So I showed her mine, right? Now, take in mind, she's 15 and she's fast, so she's been around, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled my shit out all proud and shit. No lie. No lie. She got that doughboy on me. She was like, man, that ain't shit.
Her all your little feelings, huh?
And didn't even show me hers.
Oh, hell no.
Wow. I remember how you looked at that age too, dog. I remember how you looked at that age, that little afro. So I can see that you just sitting there with that little afro, your little fat ass holding your dick in your hand. I'm all, you go show me. Miss Pimp on the line. Miss Pimp, what's up, baby?
Good morning. Good morning, pimps and pimpets.
Come on, baby.
What's pimping, pimping?
All right. Now, what's the business tonight, y'all? Because I was halfway listening. Now, the little dick story was really cute. I had to chime in on that one because I. That's kind of fucked up. Did it mess you up for a long time? I just need to know that.
Well, whose story are you talking about?
Yes.
I'm talking about the little dick one. The one like, that ain't shit.
She called it the little dick story.
I know it's embarrassing, but damn, you ain't supposed to tell me no shit.
He said you weren't supposed to tell me
no shit. You done came a long way since then.
I was 12 years old.
That was really cute.
Y'all ass crazy.
He said the little dick story.
She also, I'm just listening.
That's say you weren't supposed to call the spade a spade just then.
Oh, man. Hey, she just jumped right in. Hey, I want to talk about the little bitch.
The big story.
How long you been listening?
That's your story. That's all.
Son of a bitch. I'm done.
See, Miss Pimp, that's why I quit the show last time. I was doing shit like that.
Hey, but you know what? I mean, I don't even know you, but you can redeem yourself. You can go on SinCity.com, and then on there, you can post videos. See, that's a plug, Kaz. That's a plug. You can post videos and things of that nature. Show us what you're working with. Show us what you're redeem yourself.
I'm on mute. I don't hear nothing you saying.
That was
he say he don't. He got a deaf ear from his pimps. He don't hear shit in his
pimps. It's all in love, man. It's all in love. I miss y'all.
We miss you too. So since you're here, we might as well get you into the show.
You said you was only 12, right? Say that again. I said, did Father Ty say he was only 12 when that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's it, man. The motherfucker, I was like 16. Motherfucker, I got on the phone with a motherfucker. I'm 16. We having a conversation. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm rapping my best game. And the motherfucker going to say, you got any hair on your chest? Hair on my chest? I'm 16. I know goddamn hair on my chest. I said no. That motherfucker was like, damn. You know, like it was a big disappointment. Fuck you. Wait a minute. Here's the fucked up part. She's 15, so who the fuck you been fucking with? Fuck you fucking with got hair on their chest at 15, 16.
Some grown ass Tom Sutton ass niggas.
And they didn't make men like they kids coming up now. Shit, 17 right. Looking like real grown ass men back then. You looked your age.
Right. And I looked right. Younger than my age. Shit. And said it with such disappointment. I said, "Nah, I ain't got no hair on my chest." Fucking grown ass man, you fucking with?
Oh my God.
Here's the question. Did you start shaving your chest after that?
No, shit. I didn't want no hair on my chest anyway. So I was like, shit, I'm cool. I don't want all that taco meat. I'm cool. Just because you fucking with motherfucking Hector Guerrero or some motherfucker. Did you? You know what I'm saying?
She's fucking with Renee, man. She's fucking with Renee.
Right.
That motherfucker been hairy his whole life.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, man, this dude, hey, y'all, that goddamn Wick, this motherfucker got hair on his chest when we was, like, 9. I was like, look at this. What the fuck? This nigga take his shirt off, got hair on his chest. I'm looking at my little flat chest fat. I ain't got no muscles, no hair. I'm like, man, fuck him. That motherfucker, boy, I'll never forget.
Y'all didn't fuck with him when Teen Wolf came out, did you?
Oh, yeah, hell. We called that motherfucker Teen Wolf, every damn. Because at first, you know, I was mad, but then I'll never forget, we was like, we was 14, and we was on 49th at that damn payload. And we walking out the store, and these older guys was walking in the store. And one of the guys just looked at it and was like, "God damn, cuz, how old are you?" And Wick always looked it older than me, but my voice was always deeper than his. So when he opened his mouth to speak, he was like, "I'm 14. It was like, motherfucker, you look like you 42. Like, damn.
Wow.
And that's the only motherfucker that could cop at Christmas.
Man, hey, we was sitting that motherfucker. By the time we was 16, shit, he could cop out of any liquor store. He had full grown mustache, beard, everything. This motherfucker, shit. That motherfucker Wick looked like he was 40 when he was 17.
That's a damn shame.
Shit, that shit was cool, man. Cause shit, motherfucker scrape up some quarters, be like, hey man, go get some foolies.
Nah, that's
hell
true.
Yeah. You always need that one motherfucker that looked old enough and sexy. You know about trees, liquor store.
On 11th Avenue?
Yeah. You know, trees was black.
I know a little boy right now. He's 5 years old. That little boy, I bullshit y'all not, 5 years old. He has a mustache. He has hair on his chest. He has hair on his back. I'm telling you, once he's hell, fucking teenager, he was born. He looked older than he was when he was born. Now he's five. And he has, like, damn near a full grown mustache. And hair on his chest, hair on his back, and everything. It's like, that's a little man.
That nigga needs some hormone therapy.
What's
no harm, but he's gonna look like that caveman dude in them commercials by the time you know.
On them Geico commercials.
Yeah, for real, fucking caveman.
And that was—I'm telling y'all, dog. That was Wick. Wick was like that. We was 8 years old. Shit, this motherfucker. I mean, you know, we was kids with little boys and shit. We, you know, they put us in the bathtub together. We 5'6". This thing got hair on his nuts. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? Something's really wrong
like,
with this dude.
That.
Right.
How
the fuck you
well,
get hair on
his nuts? I
don't want to
take a bath with him no more.
Right. He ain't right.
Something wrong with him.
He a net liar.
He can always cop from the liquor store, though. That's where all that counted. No ID.
We would go to the local drive-throughs, Majoy's drive-through. If you gave them an extra dollar or two, you can cop a fifth of Wild Irish Rose or Mickey's.
No.
Hey, what state is that? I ain't never seen a drive-through until I moved to Ohio.
Ohio. I've never seen a drive-through liquor store.
Yeah.
You know how many arguments that kept down? Because, see, and Gary is like, man, who turned it to go in the liquor store? Shit, man, we got to Ohio fucking with Wick. I'm up and took us through a drive-thru liquor store. I was like, oh, shit,
uh-huh.
I mean, I didn't
that shit fucked
that.
Me up. You just stay in your car and grab whatever you want. You just
hell
drive. That
yeah.
Must look like going to McDonald's.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let me get the number one with some ice.
We always get two big ass bags of pork rinds.
Number one, a pick of rolls and a pack of coons.
Yeah. Some big ass pork rinds and. Two fists of Wild Eyes Rose and two OEs.
Man, they need to have one of them shits out here.
Yeah, they do. Shit.
But I bet you they working on it.
Man, and have me work their security because they would definitely need it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they would need that security.
You got your food, you got your liquor, everything that you need, one stop shop right there.
Yeah.
All right, now, I got to ask, Ms. Pimp, is you still at Magnolias?
No, sir.
Oh, you're not there no more?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, we ain't even going that land. We thought you were still there.
No, sir.
Magnolia Project in New Orleans?
No,
goofball. It's a club in Indy.
I think it's from New Orleans. She did it in Master P. I'm like, yeah, you see Master P?
Hell no.
We thought about frequenting that club because you was there, but since you ain't there no more, ain't no sense of us going.
Nope.
No, okay. I just wanted to know because I'm still trying to get this Sin City party together, but if you ain't there, ain't no purpose of us going.
For the most part, centralized, is everybody that's on here, like, spread all over town or, you know, because it's nothing to find a spot, a nice spot.
Have you ever thought about having like a parking lot pimping party? You know what I'm saying? Where shit, we just fill up the lot. Because if you want to do that, if you think about that, I can hook that up. We can just, you know what I'm saying, parking lot pimp. Shit, you ain't gotta have no indoor spot. We can have everything we need right there on the lot.
It's like bike night.
Right.
What about the police?
Fuck the police if we got, you know what I'm saying, the permission to be there. As long as, you know what I'm saying, it depends on where you are. I mean, but shit, the party don't stop till 3 a.m., so, you know what I'm saying, you know you legally at least got it till then. Shit, and that's what you can call it, Sin City's parking lot pimping, you know what I mean, and just have a fucking party on the lot.
Man, them motherfuckers going to be around the corner waiting on motherfuckers start driving.
Oh, yeah, they definitely going to do that, but, yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, think about it. It would be something fresh, something new, something that ain't never really been done before, you know what I'm saying, like that. And, I mean, shit, I bet you I can see what I can do.
All
right. That's not even, but I think, in my opinion, that if it's, to my understanding, if it's where you at, liquor store, you know, that's too open and it's too many wrong kind of crowd, you know, because you'd be constantly like, shit, you're comfortable there because you're there all day, but the nighttime brings like a little different atmosphere when, you know, you got some off-brand people trying to come over and be in your mix, and it'll be a problem.
That's what I'm saying. It's like you get, you know, zoning authority to where, you know what I'm saying, from the time we close to, you know what I'm saying, whenever.
This
thing
was probably
no
black folks. You know black folks don't crash the party. Got to ask the motherfuckers, who you here for? What's the phone number to the show? Oh,
I'm going to ask about it and see what the regulations would be. And then I'll call
you. You
know what? Ask about it. Just ask about it. Cause, I mean, I'm kind of digging the idea. I hear what you're saying, Ms. Phil. I'm still kind of digging that idea.
I'm with you. But I'm thinking more of a house, so therefore we can get a pit. You know what I'm saying? A fire pit. I like the idea. I just don't like the whole
thing. You're thinking about a fire pit. I'm thinking about a bubble pit. Have you ever seen a bubble party? They call it a foam party.
A what party? Bubble foam party.
Foam, like a foam party. It's like this big-ass pit. It's basically like an inflatable pool. And you get in it and, you know what I'm saying, just foam. It's just foam.
Oh, with all that different colors. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That shit's sexy, boy.
I don't know if y'all checked your calendars, but
we ain't talking about right now in the dead of winter. We talking about next summer. I'm trying to start playing
Now you gonna jump your ass in the foam? It's below zero outside.
Shit, that's what I'm talking about—a fire pit, Bayless. Shit.
Oh, well, shit. Well, if that's the case, party at Miss Pimp Crib.
In about 30 days, Miss Pimp is going to be, like, living in her damn car.
Well, shit. Never mind.
That won't be good.
No, that ain't good at all. Oh, shit. We got LaFonda on the line. LaFonda, what's happening?
Hello.
Hey.
What's going down?
Nothing. I hate married life, but I'm good.
Get the fuck.
Oh, my
really? No, she didn't. No, no, she didn't just say no shit like that, did she,
no,
y'all?
She didn't. Yes, I did. Literally, I don't understand, man. Why do y'all want to bring somebody else in the fucking bedroom?
Huh? Why do y'all what?
I don't know what you just said, but I think you said you got married.
Oh, yeah, LaFather's married now, dog.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
But now, hold on. You say he tried to bring somebody else in the bedroom.
He already did, literally. He saw me in the bed sleep, and out of nowhere. Hold on. Out of nowhere. This shit pissed me off, but I had to laugh because he was so slick about it. One of his female friends got into some trouble with her dude. So she asked because she spent a night for a couple of nights. I said, cool. Not knowing he fucked his female friend, though. Not knowing he fucked her. So we get into the house. 2 days of her being into the house, she get a little comfortable. So I hear him texting back and forth with somebody. I hear her phone going off at the same time. I'm like, what the fuck? So he's like, babe, I got a question to ask you. I always wanted two bad bitches laying next to me. Can my girl come up here and lay in the same bed with us?
Wow.
Well,
I don't
want
to know what you thought when you he invited the bitch in, but, duh.
Oh, was she cute?
No, to me, she wasn't. To me,
did you do it?
Like
that. Did you do it? That's the best question of all. Did you do it?
Did you do it? Oh, my God. I was pissed off, and telling him no is like not in his damn vocabulary at all. So you could tell him no, and he was like, "Babe, I don't want to have sex with her." He was like, "I don't want to have sex with her. I just want two bitches, man, two bad bitches laying in the bed with me." I said, "Why my bitch?" He was like, "Babe, you my bottom bitch, you my bitch." And I said, "What the fuck is wrong?" Like, him going at it, and even that he won the motherfucking argument.
Did you marry a rapper?
Golly.
Hey.
Who the fuck you think?
Is he some sort of pimp? Because, I mean, if he's calling you his bottom bitch, I'm just saying.
I never see this out of him up until he got real comfortable. You know how you get married. I was telling him how many days he has to write a better answer.
Well, can I ask a question right quick?
Sure.
I mean, I'm an older guy, but what the hell is a bottom bitch?
Oh, I don't know.
A bottom bitch? May I elaborate on that?
You ain't never seen
a bottom bitch is your main chick. She's your A1, but she is like the hen. She is the head bitch in charge. I mean, nobody comes before your bottom bitch. She's your down fucker, period.
I don't understand because he keep on saying this. And this is what's pissing me off with him. Because he keep on saying this. Babe, you do everything that a man could want. You cook, you clean, you make sure that I'm good. You make sure everything is paid on time. You know, you make sure our finances are all straight. You make sure my check is divided up correctly. What the fuck? So why do you need another bitch? Like, am I not good enough? What? Let me know.
I got nothing to do with that. You know, I'm going to type a nigga better than new pussy. I mean, it's just, it ain't got nothing to do with that. He could be completely and totally crazy about you. But new pussy is new pussy. It ain't never going to get old if it's new pussy.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on now. That
yeah,
ain't new pussy.
Yeah,
she already said he been fucked off already.
Oh, well, she didn't know that at the time.
It's just
yeah, but you never answered the question.
To him, you know what I'm saying, being in the bed with his wife, too, is a new experience. So, yeah, it kind of is new. You know what I mean? Like, the experience is new, even though he'd have been with her before, but not being
hold
with
on.
Her.
Look at Stone. Look at Stone, I don't want to cut you off, but you never answered the question. You never say yes or no.
What was the question?
Did you do it?
I ain't had no choice. I just said he won the argument.
Like, we went at it for
so
good
hours. So did you sleep with her? Did you sleep with her or y'all just laid
no.
in the bed?
But he trying. He really trying to get there. No, we had sex together. Literally, this is what he did, and I hate when men do this. How you, he digging down. And I said, yes, why he digging down?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
wait a minute.
You know what?
I can't hear. Wait.
I can't hear either.
You went in and out. What the hell did you just say?
He digging me down and asked me the fucking question why we having sex, literally. Like, when we come on, I said no. Literally.
That's the reason why.
Okay, well, while y'all doing it, what is she doing?
She not up
watching?
In there, understand. She's not up in there in the other room. But I know she can hear everything because the motherfucker loves to see this here. And we going to go just 15, 20 minutes. It's a good whole 45-hour fuck session. You're not going to give me no quick email. It's about to go down.
I said, you still fucking with Boost Mobile.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what you got already, though?
Hey, dude is real comfortable with this. You know what I'm saying? He is real comfortable. The thing is, he's been fucking with this girl.
He had a wild side.
He
had a wild side. And that's the biggest problem. He had a wild side, and then he was used to having different bitches in his bed. But like I told him, with me, you can't have it because that's something I don't do. Like, why should
I? But did it.
Right.
But you did. So now you don't have
right. You. When you say you don't have a choice, you always have a choice, Ma.
No,
you
I don't.
Always have a choice. It's
no,
one thing to be submissive.
Don't
you
do
that.
Don't
you
do
that.
That's his crib. He's paying the bill. Goddamn it, we're going to fuck something.
Yeah, I don't have a choice in that one because literally he feel like this. Because he went out of town this last weekend, and this what pissed me off. Now, any woman knows if your man do not fuck you before he goes out of town, he got out of town pussy waiting on him. Literally, he went out of town. We ain't had sex before he went out of town.
Yo, why are you marrying him?
I'm just saying. Why that man to fuck you before he leave and still have some pussy outside of
town? We didn't have sex two days before he went out of town. We had sex the day he went out of town. Literally, he came back.
Yeah, he got pussy next door and out of town. Know that. He's just introducing you to that. He's telling you, you number one, I love you, baby. I'm fucking them, but I love you.
But I want to feel like literally, why you couldn't just lay this on me before you put the ring?
Because you just said no.
Because you just said no.
Okay, what difference do it make? You got them now, hell. That's who you with. Make the best of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally,
enjoy,
he's throwing me off.
Because you did it, so
enjoy
you can't
yourself.
Go back on your...
All right, thank you.
Right.
Now,
he want a full-on threesome for his birthday.
You never
okay.
Know
hey, LaFonda.
I would do it. You might enjoy it. Enjoy yourself.
Exactly. You never know what you're going to like until you try that shit. You
goddamn right.
Goddamn right.
And I'm saying, like, I've said it before.
See,
how
about open up your horizon?
And shit, I said it before. Anybody that ain't had some pussy wants some more pussy. So you need to go ahead and explore. Shit.
Yeah, but I don't want to be a regular thing. Okay. So we have some on your birthday. I don't want you to think like this will be an every week thing, because honey, it's not.
No. Hold on. It might not be an every week thing, but at least let it be an annual event.
I don't think he's bringing it to her like that. I think he's trying to know he's fucking, but he wants, you know what I mean? He wants her to know that he's fucking other bitches, but shit,
basically,
I'm going to bring this shit home so that you really know, you know what I mean? But I'm letting you know, I love you. I'm just fucking them. You know what I mean? So
that's what he's
just the way that he's going about doing it. It's just fucked up. It's
hey,
LaFleur,
no, really,
what
you
talking
know
about?
What?
Wait a minute, hold on. How is it fucked up?
How is it fucked
up?
The best time to ask her is why he's letting dick on. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's coming from a lady. The best time to ask her why he's putting that dick on her. Because shit, she, you can't say no while he's putting that dick on you, anything. That motherfucker asked
you. He got 12 pages. Who the fuck's going to say no?
Exactly. So he did it.
No.
He did it exactly right. He gave you no choice. He was putting that dick on you. He knew he was going to get yes out of you. If he'd have asked you while he was sitting in the living room playing the game, it would have been a no. But he put that dick on you so you couldn't, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. Whatever you want,
that was
daddy.
The most uncomfortable situation in my life, literally. I did not sleep that whole entire night. This nigga got a whole smile on his face while he sleeps.
I don't agree with that shit at all. I don't. You know what I mean? I just don't agree with it. I'm saying, first of all, it's not, you guys are married, and at the end of the day, communication is the key. You know what I'm saying? If that's what it is.
Communicate.
Yeah, you communicate. You know what I mean? And bring a bitch home and say this is what it is, you ain't go down. Hell no.
Now, this one made me so bad with her, though, because literally she tried to drive a wedge in between us. Like, me and him ain't never argued. We done had our little spats, but we ain't never full-on argued. Literally, she telling me one thing, like, okay, I sent him a poem. Like, yeah, I'm big on poetry, so you my man. Of course, you finna get a poem from me. How did this get my poem in her inbox?
You can't get mad at her.
I wouldn't get mad at her. I went in on him. But then she made it even worse by saying, well, I didn't even know about you. I thought I was going to be in his bed. What? That's when you had to go. She got mad as hell because I said, I'm not trying to be rude, but you got to go. Like, you don't tell somebody, I'm his wife. I'm not his girlfriend. I'm not his side piece. I'm not nothing but his wife. I got a ring on my finger. Why the fuck would you tell me you thought you was going to be in his bed?
Well, does he know you his wife?
Right.
All bullshit aside, something ain't right with this picture.
You think being treated like a wife, I'm sorry to tell you that.
Because, I mean,
now,
say that you don't have a choice. You do have a choice in it. Can never
that
say you don't have a choice.
That one I didn't have a choice because literally he did the shit like he was digging me down. I ain't like that shit at all. Wait until we not have a sex to ask me a question like that. Because you knew damn well your answer was going to be yes because the shit, it was really good.
I'm not mad
at the fact that she thought she was sweet. I said I'm mad at the fact that she brought a bitch up in here who literally thought like she's gonna come between this. And like I told her, I said you're not gonna come between this.
You
this
say
right here ain't going nowhere.
You say thought or thought.
Somebody
got played like a thought.
I think I'm a little confused here. Okay, you said that he was trying to come between y'all, but I thought he was just trying to have a threesome.
Right.
No. He wants to have a threesome. Now, we didn't have a threesome. He just said he wanted two chicks laying in between, laying
okay.
in the bed with him.
Okay.
That's a threesome.
Let me ask you this, LaFonda. Let me ask you this. Let me ask
somebody
you.
Have a threesome.
LaFonda. Let me ask you. At any point in time, did you go to sleep?
You echoing, man.
No.
She said she didn't sleep the whole night.
Man, I wish my wife would talk about bringing my fucking dude in the bed. I don't give a fuck how good she's sucking my dick. That's going to be hell to the fucking no.
That's going to be an instant turn off for me. So I'm sorry. That means you thinking about somebody else while you fucking me. So that's an instant turn off.
That's what I said, too. And he keep on saying, nah, babe, it ain't even like that. Like, I don't want nobody else. He said, I'm just used to this. And he said, it's hard. And like, I'm like, what you getting married for?
Hell yeah, it was hard.
Wait a minute, who's from? Who was that just said that's an instant turnoff? Who said that's an instant turnoff?
It is. It really is.
If he's fucking me and he's talking about let somebody else sleep in my bed, that's an instant turnoff. I'm not about to agree to nothing like that. You said you didn't have a choice, but I think you did have a choice. You just chose to
no.
Because
no, I didn't.
Sexy, sexy. He is taking your spot. He is, you know what I'm saying? He is fucking all my
shit. Get back.
He
is about to hell up off me. You get that right spot. She's going to get whatever answer you uh-huh. want. Period.
Uh-huh. I'm about to get her eyes.
Hold on. Can I make a point, please? Can somebody please tell me what's going on because I'm confused. Now, the woman is just trying to sleep in the bed or y'all sleeping together?
It's
I mean, is it sexual or does she just want to sleep in the bed just to be sleeping in the bed with y'all?
It wasn't sexual that day, but I know it's coming down to it.
Yeah, that's dos muchos.
Whoa, wait.
I know it's coming.
Wait. Hold on. I got to ask one question. Is she still sleeping in the bed with y'all?
No. She ain't even in the house no more. Like, you don't tell me that you thought she was going to be in the bed with my husband by yourself. Well, you couldn't have thought that.
Okay, wait a minute. He wanted to sleep in the bed with both of y'all. Everybody fully clothed.
He got, didn't have, shit, I sleep on my bed nude. We had just finished having sex. I was nude as hell.
I'm confused. Snap that pussy back. Two capfuls of this vinegar. Snap that pussy back.
That was all I could
say. I'm still confused. I don't mean to cut you off, bro.
He was just trying to ease her into it. That's all.
Exactly.
That's all he was doing. Back saying she could come lay in the bed with her, but he really wants to break me.
That shit was
going to
turn into a threesome.
It's like Christmas in here.
He was hoping it would, but it didn't at all.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
He was really hoping.
So let me ask you a question, LaFonda. Do you sleep hard?
You know what? When I do sleep, because I work midnight, I do sleep hard. So on my days off, I do sleep hard, but it's very seldom that I actually go to sleep when I get in the bed because it goes down.
Well, he can just come on in and
sleep
hard.
You sleep hard and you let this other woman sleep in the bed with y'all?
That's why I asked.
Okay, first of all, I didn't
sleep
that
night.
I didn't sleep. I did not sleep that night. It was so uncomfortable. And when I say I did not sleep that night, I did not sleep. Like, literally, he kept on, like, kissing my forehead to assure me that nothing was going wrong.
Yay?
Well, you should have tried it. Shit.
But, I mean,
okay.
did you see her hands? Was her hands around the bed?
Yes, I did. It went nowhere near because she was pointing toward me. The whole entire time.
Well, I could see him eat like, man, this is some bullshit.
Right. I asked you to kiss me sleep with us. You know what the fuck it was going down.
Right.
No, it went down before she came.
Let my wife
bed,
let another woman
sure
sleep in the
it.
Bed. We fucking. She just going to be
mad. I was going to say,
really?
You know, by the time you said something about let your wife ask you about inviting another man, your wife is never, ever going to ask you about another man sleeping in your bed. That's something that's never.
Actually, I did.
Oh, another woman.
Who said that?
What's wrong? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get this right. You asked him, can another man come in there?
Yep.
What did
he
say?
I'm like, you want one
thing,
so why can I have
it? Oh, girl, boo.
You still wearing those shades?
I mean, I'm on that one, sister.
I'm Rick James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
He's saying you
still wearing your face. I get to go
home, girl. I'm blacking both your eyes. You asked me some shit like that.
You know what, man? All right, we done ran out of time. But we can damn still pick this back up tomorrow.
Actually, he will be calling in tomorrow, too, so.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be on here at 9:59 waiting on that ass.
I hope he's calling in.
Oh, no, he will be calling in tomorrow, because tomorrow's my off day. He will be calling in tomorrow, too.
Okay, I hope he do. I really hope he do. Because I really want to hear his side of this. All right, check this out. You say what, dog?
I ain't say nothing.
Oh, I thought you said something. All right, we're going to get
that was somebody else.
Look, so you got any last words?
Yes, this has been one hell of a show. I've been in the bathtub just, you know, taking it all in. I'll definitely be here tomorrow night when we take up part two.
All right, and you need to get, if you're in the bathtub, get one of those little things, because it sounds like the bubbles is all up on the phone. We can barely hear you now. We ain't got up in there and fell up under the water. Well, man, Molly Ma, what's happening? You got any last words for us?
All right. Good show. Hopefully I can call in tomorrow. Y'all take it easy.
Hey, Marley, you can call in if you quit start doing all that old crazy-ass shit. But see, you was good tonight.
Yeah.
You ain't saying shit out the way tonight. I know you get to say that crazy shit while you talk about, what the fuck you got on. Then next, you know, we don't hear from Marley for 2 weeks. So, Marley, stop doing that crazy shit, man.
Yeah, I'll try.
Miss Pimp, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, man. For the last 30 minutes, man, I just came to me, you know, the reason why from the first day that I started listening to you, I believe it was your third anniversary, something like that. Sure. It was anniversary. I know that. But I will say this. Tonight reminded me of the reason why I started listening and was hooked on phonics out the gate. This show is off the chain, and I'll be back here tomorrow, rain, sleet, snow. I'm in that thing.
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. LaFonda, any last words?
I'll be talking to y'all tomorrow. Try not to go too hard on him, because literally he do not know I told y'all this.
Hey, I'm loving him, shit. He got pimp status in my book.
Yeah, but we're married. You can't pimp somebody when you're married.
I say he got pimp status. I mean, shit. Just because you're married, that don't mean you can't. You know what? We talk about that tomorrow. We don't get into that tomorrow. Janine, you got any last words for us, baby?
Oh, yes. This is a great show. I had lots to laugh. If my man bring a woman, I'm be like, it's like Christmas today.
Hello, this is
my birthday. Enjoy life. That's my last word.
That's what's up. Last but not least, my man, Father Time. What's happening, dog?
Man, it was a good show, man. You know what I'm saying? So, my last words is, Little Dick is signing off.
Father Time, I love you. And you're back, yay!
All right, well, we like to thank everybody that called in. Thank everybody that listened. Thank everybody that listened via internet. Y'all know what we're going to do. Same time, same channel. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have fun, and we damn sure get to the bottom of this tomorrow. The Fonda, we need you here.
I will be calling in tomorrow with him.
And that's what's up. And we out this bitch, y'all. Peace.